Our story today is called Toasting Water. Admiral Togo, whose brilliant tactics had destroyed the Russian fleet at the Battle of the Sea of Japan in 1905, visited the U.S. shortly after the war. At a state dinner in Admiral Togo's honor, William Jennings Bryan was asked to propose a toast. Because Bryan was known as a strict teetotaler, it was feared that an embarrassing breakdown of protocol was about to occur. But as Bryan stood to propose his toast, he held up his glass and said, "Admiral Togo has won a great victory on water. I will therefore toast him in water. When Admiral Togo wins victory on champagne, I will toast him in champagne." 1 Corinthians 9 reminds us, "Although I'm free in regard to all, I've made myself a slave to all so as to win over as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win over Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, to win over those under the law. To those outside the law, I became like one outside the law, though I'm not outside God's law, but within the law of Christ, to win over those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak to win over the weak. I've become all things to all to save at least some. All this I do for the sake of the gospel, so that I too may have a share in it." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.